Testing 1, 2, 3. Hello, here I am, the podcast. I am going to upload this to see what happens for a 10-second recording on my phone. Hello, 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 hello.
So when it says 1 minute left, I've been saying it backwards. So I said 4 minutes, I forgot it's counting down. So when it's 1 minute left, try to end your sentence. If you're... Oh, you can say that. Jokes are okay, funny.
Ready?
Just relaxing.
Yeah. So we're here with our next guest, and he is another realtor from Bixby Knowles, Berkshire Hathaway. We just have a lot of Bixby Knowles agents coming in today. So this agent has been in the business for how long? What'd you say?
In and out, more than 5 years.
More than 5 years? Okay. Yeah. So in those 5 years, we're just going to get right into it. In those 5 years, I didn't even let you introduce yourself.
Oh.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Nelson Velasco, but people call me Nelson Manila. So I'm dropping Velasco,
Nelson
actually.
Manila.
Nelson Manila. Relative of Mandela.
Makes sense. I don't understand the reference, but it makes sense to me. So with that said, you said you've been in the business for just on or off for about 5 years.
Right.
Do you remember your first like full year or even just your first year being a realtor? What was that like?
Well, first year. Let's just go back to just last year.
Okay.
Mainly to start a business, it's more getting to let people know that you are in the business.
Yeah.
Socializing, giving them business cards.
Creating awareness of yourself.
Yeah. Go back to where you go to, just letting people know. So that's my first deal with in last year. When this person just kind of was looking for me. I said, hey, you know what? I've been looking for you for almost 2 months now, and good thing I saw you here.
Yeah.
And I have a friend who wants to buy a home, so we help her then.
Yeah,
in West Covina.
So you'd say it was a good first year.
It was.
Did you learn anything from that year that you would, or something that you were doing that you're not doing anymore, or something that you weren't doing and that you now are doing?
I would concentrate on a certain niche. I like the medical field.
Yeah.
Most Filipinos, which I am, are in the medical field: nurses, doctors, dentists. So. I'll be concentrating on the medical fields only, mainly in the assisted living.
Yeah, okay. And with that, is there some sort of way, like let's say you had one of the listings from someone in the medical field, even anywhere, what would you say would be your favorite or best way to market a listing?
Best way to me is still letting people know that you have a property for sale.
Yeah.
It's word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Yeah.
Do you do any type of branding, like marketing, like online or in paper or
passing flyers
or anything?
That's what I'll be doing next year. I'm preparing for that, learning a lot.
Yeah.
Mainly I do cold calls.
Cold calls?
Yeah. 2 hours, 3 hours a day.
So you're able to talk to more people and meet
more casual.
Yeah.
So I could be at home or in the office calling people.
Yeah, that's great. So if you had someone come into, let's say you're doing an open house that you're listing,
mm-hmm.
and someone walked in, a first-time buyer, they don't know anything about the whole buying process, what would be like one tip that you would give them?
Do their homework, basically, and find someone who specializes in that area. If they want to buy in Cerritos, find someone in Cerritos who specializes in Cerritos, because they know the school, the area, what's good, what's there for the children.
Yeah, which makes sense. That's always a logical person to go to, the
mm-hmm.
neighborhood expert.
That is so true.
And so thank you so much for being the guest on our podcast. I know this is quick and it's ending already so quick, but let's just say you had one thing to leave a client, buyer or seller, anything that you want to tell someone, that some word of advice besides like looking for a good agent. Let's say something that you do that would help them.
I still go and check their referrals if mm-hmm. they really are in that business, in that special niche.
Yeah.
Because most people doesn't know, especially what I'm going to right now. I'm going to go to the medical fields, like we're talking about convalescent homes, we're talking about six bed facilities. Not a lot of people are in that area.
No.
And they have to sell two areas, the property and the business. So to them, I'll tell them, get a specialist in that area.
So if they're looking for something specific, find the person who's niches that specific
type
of property.
Yes, that's a real estate agent.
No, that's a good tip. It's really good advice.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much, Nelson, for being a guest on this podcast. It's been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks again.
All right.
I'm done! Yeah!
That is...
Hello, testing. I'm just doing the microphone on the phone itself. Okay.
You click it?
You see it's recording now?
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now you're recording a podcast.
So we just start talking about whatever we want?
Talk. Because we're just going to upload it for practice. So imagine you're doing a podcast now.
For practice.
We are in.
We're not talking about the dog.
Are you doing it for
Okay, just. And we are
just talking about real estate.